Tuesday, October 1st, 2019, for KDDR News, I'm Ace Sauerwein. A Cavalier woman is facing one count of felony child neglect after someone says they found a child walking alone in rural Cavalier. Susan Svensson failed to provide proper care to a two-year-old child she was babysitting. The child was found 0.2 miles from Svensson's home and about 50 minutes passed from the time the driver reported seeing the child to the time they were able to find Svensson. The Oglala Sioux Tribal Council has banned the sale, possession, and use of e-cigarettes on the Pine Ridge Reservation amid a nationwide outbreak of vaping-related illness. The Tribal Council approved the ban last week. The maximum penalty for violating a fine is of $250 or 30 days in jail. There have been at least 6 cases of vaping-related illness in South Dakota, over the 800 across the country. The North Dakota Game and Fish Department has amended the 2019 Deer Proclamation to allow hunters to purchase multiple licenses that are valid during any open deer season. Beginning October 7th, any remaining doe licenses will be issued as a concurrent season license, which can be used during archery season, deer gun season, or muzzleloader season. However, youth under age 14 will be issued a concurrent season license for archery only. More information can be found at gf.nd.gov. A Fargo restaurant is under fire after a customer found a cockroach in her food. A woman found a roach in her food at Joe's Cajun Cafe over the weekend and posted to social media. The woman told ValleyNewsLive.com she was disgusted and felt nauseous all day. Joe's Cafe issued a full refund and told the woman they were sorry. Joe's Cafe hasn't had a history of bugs in their last 3 health inspections. That's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.